Speaking during the Southern African Political Economy Policy Dialogue series on the post-Mugabe era, Biti said many factors, including the crisis of leadership in and outside government, the unfinished succession battles in the ruling ZANU-PF, and economic depression, all point to a possible chaotic situation developing in the country. The situation, he said, could get worse if the securocrats, whom he said seem to be angling to join the political fray, decided to take matters into their own hands.
If they decide to play an active role, the possibility of a coup in Zimbabwe is actually there. So, in other words, the chaos scenario represents the various possible outcomes which are unconstitutional, which will resolve the issue of power and the succession in Zimbabwe.
He said, while other possibilities such as a coalition between the ruling party and sections of the opposition or a takeover by opposition, the most likely scenario at the moment, according to BT, chaos is very likely if President Mugabe were to leave office now.
Zimbabwe right now represents Rwanda, possibly in 1994 February, where the language of delegitimation, the idioms of delegitimation were the orders of the day. You are gamma dogs, you are this, you are that, you are a sellout and so forth. It's a dominant discourse. And you add that to a center that is not holding. You add that to an economy that is not delivering. You add that to an economy that is dominated 6% by youths that are unemployment. So we are very close to a Rwanda situation than many people might understand.
The situation, he said, was exacerbated by infighting, which has turned sour in the ruling ZANU-PF.
The emergence of Mnangagwa is meeting a response which can only be described as tribal. I've heard very educated people saying, no, this country can't be run by Karanga. Ethnicity, whether we like it or not, is back on the center stage of Zimbabwean politics.
But, says BT, all hope is not lost. He says the only way out for the country is the establishment of a national transitional authority. He says the authority would help restore peace and trust among citizens and create conditions for free and fair elections.
In our view, therefore, the NTA creates a win-win situation for ordinary Zimbabweans where stability and peace are married to the imperatives of social reconstruction, economic recovery and development. Even if the worst-case scenario, that is to say the chaos scenario, does not manifest itself, a post-Mugabe government that continues to fudge on and permit the country to sink deeper into economic turmoil characterized by unemployment, hopelessness and fatalism is not an option.
This authority, he says, should be inclusive, comprising political parties, civil society, churches, academia and labor. Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition Director Pilani Zamshia also spoke at the dialogue session, which was titled Beyond Mugabe, Unpacking Dynamics of a Transitional Authority. He said, while BT correctly painted the Zimbabwean situation, it was not clear how the transitional authority would be born, given the sharp differences among the country's politicians. He also disagreed with BT on the possibility of a military takeover in the country.
I don't see the situation as it is now kind of ripe for an overt coup, but there's always been a covert military coup in this country, and that can happen. If the soldiers want to come in, I think they will put in their civilian clothes first, people like General Chiwenga, and then come through the ZANU-PF party.
Professor Savelo Gacheni Jovu of the University of South Africa said the positive thing about its assessment of the Zimbabwean situation is that there are some politicians like him who are working to redress the situation.
It's important that already we are seeing people who are actually imagining that let's avoid the crisis, let's think about the future.
The president has been in power for 35 years and there's no clear political or legal succession plan in place to allow for a smooth transition, even if he decides to leave office or he becomes incapacitated. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.